Hello, it's Courtney Shaw here with the Yay for Business podcast, and I am back with weekly podcasts in 2025. Very excited to announce this is a commitment that I'm making, and you're going to hold me accountable. Thank you so much for listening to this very first episode of the year. This is one that I am doing based on being inspired by some client conversations that I've had just this week. And I think that this episode is going to help you to make more sales instantly. It is a simple shift that you can make, and it's in your head, it's in your energy. It's not a strategy that you have to go implement or specific actions that you have to take in order to truly like blow the lid off of how many clients you can work with, the people being truly magnetized and attracted to your offers. I think this is the key element, and it's come up in these client conversations. So I wanted to talk about it with you in today's episode. So before we dive into all that, I am so happy to be here. I was so freaking sick in December. I got a fever right as I was going into the week where I was going to do my free workshop on the client booking machine right after our free mini service challenge. Was like literally, I don't know if you could tell by the content I was sharing and how I was showing up, but I was so amped up, so excited, so locked in the flow, in the zone about it. And then I came down with viral meningitis. It took me a while to learn what it was. I was referring to it as my mystery illness because I had a fever that lasted for like 2 weeks. I have never had anything like that before. So unfortunately, there's not much that can be done for viral meningitis. It's just like a wait it out thing, and it is a virus that takes its time. So I was pretty sick in December. I got to a point where not only did I go to the ER twice, but after I got home from the ER, I walked into my apartment building and was like in front of my front door and didn't know where I was. And then the next day we traveled to California to visit my mom for Christmas. And at the airport, I thought I recognized every single person at the airport. It was the weirdest experience of my life because, you know, the meningitis, it's like an infection in your spinal fluid. So it's like affecting your brain and it can make you delirious. And I was absolutely delirious. It was unbelievable. So anyway, I'm not going to get into the nitty gritty of all that. You didn't click play on this to hear about viral meningitis. I just hope you never get it. I hope no one you know ever gets it. I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. Not that I have enemies, but I wouldn't wish it on anyone. And I'm just so happy to be feeling back to my full self and be able to record this episode and be with you. But the thing I wanted to let you know is that I'm rescheduling the Build a Client Booking Machine webinar for January 22nd. So we are still doing this workshop. It's totally free. You can register for it at courtneyshaw.com/booked-out-2025. There will be a link in the show notes as well. You can go to my Instagram and places like that to get the link if you haven't registered yet. If you already registered for the one in December, you're still registered for this one. Like, I'm not going to redo all of that. That just seems like way too much work. So if you already registered, you should get the emails updating you about the class happening on the 22nd. There will be a replay if you happen to not be able to make it live, though I really encourage you to come live. I'm a generator in human design. I really play off of in response to things. So like when people are at a live workshop engaging with me, that is when I deliver my most brilliant content. That's what really gets me in the zone. So I need you there. I would love to have you live. And that will be at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on January 22nd. So go ahead and make sure to register. If you're already registered, make sure to put it on your calendar and I will see you there. Again, that was the workshop all about building your client booking machine in 2025. All right, so in this episode specifically, I want to talk to you about this piece of advice that I gave to two clients just this week. One of them was like less than an hour ago, and it came up in these situations. So one of these clients happened to go through the free mini service promo and wasn't getting people booking the free mini service. And so I'm not going to go into the details of the free mini service because that's not really relevant to this episode. I've done podcast episodes about that. It's really about what advice I gave to this client to help her to hopefully get a whole bunch of people booking. Because here's the truth. You can have the best offer. Like, you can have a package that includes the features that are what people want. It's the support people want. It solves the problem people want. It has the right positioning. You can nail all of that strategy, right? You can have the right language, all of it. But if you are in a mindset of feeling like you are selling, if you are equating that with any kind of sense of, oh, I have to promote this thing, I have to bother people, or I have to go out there and send DMs, and I don't know how to do that without being sleazy. Anything like that is occurring to you when you think about promoting what you do, you are equating selling with bothering people, taking from people, annoying people, etc. And this is pretty normal, right? Like, I've been in this mindset too. But what I need you to understand is that you will not promote your thing if you consider yourself a, you know, good-hearted, generous, empathetic person. And if you consider selling, bothering people and taking from people, you won't do it. It will be incongruent with your identity. We need to get you into a completely different way of feeling about your offer, a place of feeling like you're helping people, you're being of service, that you want to shout about it from the mountaintop. My other client mentioned, it's like when you fall in love and you want to tell everybody about it, it's all you can think about. I want you to be that obsessed with your offer. And the only way to get there, whether it's a freebie that you're selling, a free mini service, a paid mini service, a signature service, an online course, a digital product, whatever it is, you have to truly be excited about the difference, the transformation that it's going to make in someone else's life. I think it really helps in most situations to think about what people are sick and tired of and what you are sick and tired of watching your audience experience again and again and again. And this is a great energy to leverage in the new year, because there's this essence of like, not this year. We're not doing this year. This is the year that this changes. This is the year that we don't do that other thing. You can really think of it as, you know, this is the year that you are going to book out your services. We are no longer going to accept less than ideal clients. We are not going to take on custom work. We're not doing it this year, right? And if there's a thing that your target clients, that the community, the people, the market that you're trying to serve keeps doing, and the mistakes that they're making and the problem that they're experiencing, and it just keeps, it's something that's pervasive for them, right? Whether your market is entrepreneurs or individuals, if it's moms, if it's hairstylists, which happens to be the clientele for one of my clients, what is it that they are suffering from that you want to tell them? It is time to stop that cycle. It is time to no longer be doing this, and really channel that energy of being in a mission about your work, that you want to scream and be like, stop it, right? Like, that's the vibe that I want you to leverage when you are trying to talk about what you do. It cannot, I repeat, it cannot just be you talking about the nuts and bolts of the work that you do with your clients. It can't just be, here's what's included in the offer. You can't just memorize an elevator pitch and go out there and think that's going to work. It cannot, you have to be and embody the energy of the mission of that work if you truly want to make more sales in 2025. And so one of the reasons I'm recording this episode right now, this will be a relatively short one, most of them probably will, is because I am trying to notice when I'm getting really lit up, fired up, passionate, when I'm talking to my clients, when I'm, you know, working, whatever work that I'm doing, and I'm going, hey, that's a good topic for a podcast episode. I was having these conversations with clients over the last couple of days, and I thought, this has come up twice now. I would love to talk about this, because I think that anyone listening to my podcast is probably going to be in a similar situation where they're going through the mechanics of, okay, I need to write a sales post on Instagram, or I need to send an email, or I've got to create a Facebook ad, or whatever it is. And you're treating it like a to-do list you have to check off. And it is a to-do list you have to check off. And maybe you can't be in that energy of, you know, the bigger mission and the excitement and shouting from the rooftops what you do all the time. But when you are, You don't need to have the phrases written down for you to memorize. I don't even have any notes for this podcast episode except the date and time of the free workshop because I keep forgetting. I just am speaking from my heart because this is something that I'm passionate about. And when you are truly, you know, feeling like you're doing work that's helping people, then you need to do what it takes to channel that energy when you're creating your marketing materials. So that is why I'm going to create a podcast episode while I'm feeling excited about talking about a topic. Because if I had outlined, you know, 3 weeks, I'm going to do an episode about the energy you need to have when you talk to your clients, and then I would have been like, okay, what am I trying to say? Like, I would have to really do a lot of cognitive work to get into the headspace to talk about the thing and have a bunch of notes about what I want to say. And that's not necessary. This can be so much easier. Sales can be so much easier when you're truly excited about solving the problem, when you truly want to show people what's possible for them. Hey, did you know that it is possible for you to book out clients for a signature service, that you don't actually have to write custom proposals? Did you know that it's possible for you to have energy again after being postpartum, that it's possible for you to have energy to get through the day with your kids and play with them all day? Did you know it's possible to be a hairdresser and make six figures and only work a couple days a week? Did you know it's possible? Like, I want to show you that it's possible to do that. This isn't some kind of manipulative sales language that I had to workshop, which is totally fine. We all have to workshop our sales language. I'm not villainizing that. But I'm just saying, when you are plugged into the mission, you don't have to worry about all that. You just get to be there and be of service to people about that problem within the container of the service or the offer that you have created. Okay. So that is what I want to share with you today, is if it is feeling like a slog to sell, if it is feeling like you're having a hard time getting back into the zone going into 2025, and maybe you have it on your to-do list that you need to create some Instagram reels, or you need to write some emails or content. Right? So content, that's the thing, everyone. You got to create content. Take some time to connect with your target audience. You don't actually have to go talk to them, though if you can, that's great. So here's some ideas for ways that you can get fired up again. Go talk to, literally have conversations with people in your target audience. So if you have clients you're working with, client conversations are a fantastic place to get inspired. You can write an email to your list where you ask them to reply and engage with you so that you can hear back from them. You can go ahead and think of your three muses, as I like to do, right? So who are your three ideal clients, real life people? You already know, what are the specific problems that they brought up to you? Stop thinking about the overall problem. Think about the very specific things that they were struggling with when they came to you, or they're struggling with right now. Put a poll out to your Instagram audience and ask them, are you struggling with this? Yes or no? If anyone says yes, engage with them in the DMs. Engage in a way that is going, hey, thank you so much for filling out my poll. Do you want to tell me more about this? That's great. Not we're trying to sell them. Be in that place of curiosity, service, and truly wanting to serve your market. And then just know, I engage with people. I have these conversations. And then if they're a good fit for working with me, I'll give them the details. But we have to stop making it so contrived. And remember our humanity, remember what makes us passionate about this in the first place, and just be real with your audience. So that is my advice to you. I also want to encourage you to go ahead and sign up for my free workshop that I am hosting live. It is happening January 22nd on how to build a client booking machine. This is all about how to create a service-based business with a signature service, whether you've had clients in the past. It's good if you've had a few clients, right? That you're not brand new, but, or if you're totally booked out, that's fine too. We want to turn it into a client booking machine that is not like exhausting you, that is actually creating abundance and bringing in the revenue you need to make without you working all the time. Okay. So we're going to go through, that's the strategy. That's the mechanics. Today's all about the energy, the steps that you need to take, including our free mini service, paid mini service, signature service process, how to really create a client magnet for your services and really streamline the delivery of your services so that it truly is a machine that is only using you where you're needed, and we are creating structures, boundaries, and systems everywhere else to help you to have the freedom and have the impact that you want with your business. So go over to CourtneyShall.com/booked-out-2025 or you can go ahead to my Instagram account to find it. And I will chat with you next week because I will be right back here creating imperfect podcast episodes based on things that I really want to talk about, hoping that they help you out. If you found this episode inspiring or helpful, go ahead and send me a DM on Instagram, an email at hello@CourtneyShull.com. I want to hear from you because it keeps me invigorated. Like I said, the conversations that I have with you are what inspire the content that I create 100% of the time. So please reach out if you haven't yet, and I will chat with you in the next episode.